Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breakfast Briefing with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Daily Mirror, which has photographs from a vigil held on Henry Street in Dublin yesterday for the man who lost his life after he was detained for alleged shoplifting. But the Mirror says that a post-mortem examination has actually failed to establish a cause of death for this man, Yves Sekila, who was stopped by security outside the Henry Street entrance of Arnott's on Friday on suspicion of stealing. And yesterday, crowds gathered at a vigil to demand justice for his death. Arnott's has said staff are deeply saddened by the passing of the man. But they say on the front of the Mirror that it's a death probe riddle because the post-mortem has failed to establish a cause. The Irish Independent also has emotional scenes pictured on the front page at the vigil for Yves Sekila, and Gardaí continue to investigate the death. The main story for the Irish Independent is about rent, and basically rents the highest ever. Rents soared at the start of the year before controversial rules restricting when landlords can hike the rates they charge. New figures from Daft show how rental costs jumped by 4.4% between last December and March, and that's the largest increase since records began. The thing that shocked me most with the report is that the average rent for a two-bed apartment in Ireland is now €2,100. And we're not talking Dublin city centre here, we're talking right across the country. Savage money. The Irish Times: rent saw the largest quarterly increase on record after the new rules came in. This is after the new rent control system came into effect. Also on the front of the Irish Times, we have news that a well-known Kerry retailer has been convicted after admitting that it stuck on Made in Ireland labels to ranges of hoodies actually made in Pakistan. Quill's Woolen Market pleaded guilty to 2 counts of breaching consumer protection law following a prosecution by the CCPC. The retailer has been fined €500, noting that this was a deliberate attempt to deceive buyers. So they were claiming that the hoodies were made in Ireland. Actually, they were being made in Pakistan. That was where the label of origin was, the country of origin was Pakistan. The Irish Examiner says that cocaine cases are seen in every county. Treatment for cocaine surged to new heights last year with an emerging trend of increased use of synthetic drugs and ketamine. And the report from the HRB reveals powder cocaine cases were recorded in every county in Ireland. This is a big report into drug treatment. We'll be talking to the HRB shortly here on Breakfast Briefing about it, but it's on the front of the Examiner. Front of the Irish Sun: Monk does a bunk. Stroppy Jerry Hutch stormed off when quizzed by the Irish Sun yesterday. He refused to answer questions from Adam Higgins, the Sun political correspondent, about his consultancy business. Jerry Hutch branded a money laundering probe as bullshit and claimed he's not involved in crime. The Times of London, this is an interesting one. I don't know if we can do this in Ireland with our laws. And we'll have to check it out. But what they're talking about in the UK is that supermarkets are going to be asked to freeze the prices of essential goods like milk, egg and bread in an attempt to ease the impact of the Iran war. So basically, the government there has hauled in supermarkets and they've told them that they're going to incentivize them to act in exchange for lifting regulations on packaging and healthy food. So there are rules about how much you can charge for milk, egg and bread. I don't know what we can do here in Ireland, but that's what they're looking at in the UK, because obviously everyone is affected by the rising cost of living. So this would be one way people in the UK would be able to deal with the cost rises. Also in the Times of London, they've a maths test for us, because they say for some adults, times tables are a chance to show off their recall decades after leaving school. However, others really struggle with times tables, and research suggests that 9 times 6 is the calculation most likely to trip up a respondent. 9 times 6 is 54, is it? That's a tricky one, in fairness. That's the most difficult times table, is 9 times 6. I think it's 54. The easiest one is 11 times 8. That's 88. We all probably know that. And this is a research done into the multiplications tables. Also, 8 times 9 apparently is tripping people up as well. That's interesting. And for older people, I always notice with older people, they can ream off the times tables in 2 seconds. Younger people maybe not so well versed on it. I'm not sure if they still do it as much in school. Certainly drilled into older people. Now, staying with education matters, in the Mail, the majority of people north and south of the border now support the Irish language for the first time. And also everyday use is on the rise. People are big fans of the Cúpla Focal now. This is the Irish Language Attitudes Survey, and it shows positive attitudes towards Gaeilge in both jurisdictions, north and south. 78% of people support the Irish language in the Republic, and 55% support it in Northern Ireland. I was talking there about older people. We're going to have a lot more older people in this country. The Indo says the state could be paying up to €2.4 million a year for people who turn 100 by 2040. Last year, we paid out €800,000 to Irish citizens who celebrated their 100th birthday. But by 2040, that could be €2.4 million, because, of course, people who turn 100 get a cheque for €2,540 and a letter from the president. Don't know which means more to people, the letter from the president or the €2,500. But we're going to have to spend a lot more on it, because people are getting much, much older. If you're looking to exercise, the Times of London tells us you should aim for 10 hours of exercise every week to get the greatest heart benefits. So that works out at what, about 2 hours a day, 90 minutes a day of exercise. The NHS says that every move counts and people should be doing 10 hours a week. Now, I don't know how you're supposed to do 8 hours sleep, 8 hours work, 2 hours exercise, cook a dinner, do your mindfulness. All this is all exhausting, but apparently that's what you should be doing every day, is about an hour and a half of exercise. Finally, from The Sun, we have the top water cooler moments in Irish history, or the top popcorn grabbing moments. And a number one, it's still Saipan, Roy Keane leaving the World Cup squad. This is research done by KFC. It's our favourite sagas here in Ireland. In second is Bertie Ahern and his bank account. Third is the RTÉ payment scandal. Then it's the government bike shed. Then it's Leo Varadkar attending a UK festival during COVID. Didn't realise that was at the forefront of everyone's mind. Then it's the GAA catfish saga. The biggest one for me was Nadine Coyle lying about her age on Popstars. FU Deputy Stag and the Doll came in eighth. And in ninth was John Delaney and the FAI. So Irish soccer featuring prominently in that list.
Breakfast Briefing with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.